Curse of the Mambino, Mamdani blamed for Mets 12-game losing streak. By Paul Bois on April 22, 2026. The New York Mets made history on Tuesday when the team lost its 12th game in its worst losing streak since 2002. The Mets suffered a 5-3 loss to the Minnesota Twins on Tuesday, raising their ongoing losing streak to 12 games, tying their last streak in 2002. No MLB team has made it to the postseason after suffering a 12-game losing streak, which statistically puts the Mets outside of the playoffs. They held their first three-run lead in just over 2 weeks after Francisco Lindor hit a three-run home run in the third inning, reported The Athletic. Their starting pitcher, Nolan McLean, was perfect through the first five innings. And yet, the Mets still managed to lose. Mets manager Carlos Mendoza flatly said that the losing streak sucks. "It sucks," Mendoza said. "It sucks because you're feeling good, especially with the way the game was developing." Devin Williams said that he has never been a part of something like this. "I've never been a part of something like this," Williams said. "I think we just need to get the one win out of the way, and I think everything else will take care of itself, but it's obviously proving pretty difficult right now." ESPN reporter Jeff Passan noted how the Mets are now tied for the worst record in MLB. The Mets lost their 12th straight after blowing a three-run lead. They didn't get a hit over the final five innings. At 7-16, they are tied for the worst record in MLB. He noted on X, "There is ugly, and then there is this. Juan Soto is expected to return tomorrow. That's a start at least." While the ongoing losing streak has a multitude of reasons, the more superstitious among the New York Mets fan base have blamed it on when team mascots Mr. and Mrs. Met hugged socialist Mayor Zoran Mamdani. The Mets' current losing streak actually began on April 7, 2 days before Mamdani's visit. However, the team has incurred 11 of its 12 losses since Mamdani embraced Mr. and Mrs. Met. As noted by CBS Sports, much of the Mets' losing streak happened when they were in their infancy as a franchise and, like most expansion teams, were struggling badly. This present streak, however, stands athwart preseason expectations of contention and perhaps even a division title. It's still April, which means there's plenty of time to flip the script. The historical reality, however, is that no team that's endured a losing streak of 12 games or more has ever made the playoffs, it noted. The most immediate hope for the Mets is that Juan Soto's Wednesday return from a calf injury will give the New York offense the jolt it needs, starting with the second game of the series against the Twins. The Mets' current issues, however, are such that even a player as great as Soto won't be able to fix them, it continued.